Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before we get started, I have to do this for one of my listeners. I believe he's from Texas. And he has this little poem, and he actually, I think, called last year on November the 1st and shared it. And I'm probably not going to put the accent where I'm supposed to put the accent on this, but I'm going to do my very, very best. It's a November 1st poem. No birds, no bees, no weeds, no trees, November. So happy November. It is November 1st, and I'm sorry if I messed that up, Brendan, but I did the best I could. Today, we're going to have a twofold show. We're going to start out helping you get a better connection. Made in America is so very important. We've talked about that a lot lately, and we're going to continue to drive that home. Michael Godar is one of our newest sponsors. Not only does he make a fantastic antenna that will bump up your reception, be it shortwave, AM, or FM radios, he is one of America's entrepreneurs with an extremely interesting story. And we're going to let him tell the story. He sent it to me yesterday in an email. He started when he was 12 years old. And so I'm going to let him tell that story in just a little bit. But many of you have already reached out to him regarding the DXR 1000 whip antenna, and others have shown a lot of interest in the antique radios. When we look at the old stuff, it is fascinating. It's nostalgic. We reminisce about items we saw or used maybe at grandma's house. You know, I have my grandmother's organ. It's an old pump organ. So I'm going to throw this out there since we're going to talk about nostalgia. And if anybody repairs old pump organs, let me know. And I don't know that I can afford you, but let me know. And at least I'll write your name down. And when my ship comes in, as I like to tell my friends, then I will get my grandmother's organ repaired. But then in the second half of the show today, we'll talk about a different form of reminiscing. What should our governance actually look like? What did the founding fathers intend for us? I found an article by accident, if you believe in that, this morning. And while I don't agree 100% with everything that they point out in this article, I agree with probably a little over the 95% of it. The title of it is America is on the Brink of a Nervous Breakdown. I think we can all agree with the title. But first, let me bring to you our newfound on-air friend. While he's been listening to CSC Talk Radio for a time, he's just now being on air with us, and he joins us today. It's Michael Godar with Godar USA. Mike, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you today?
Very, very good.
Good. I want you to tell the story that you wrote to me about how you got started when you were 12 years old. And I think it took me back, at least I don't have the antique radio. I did have one that was actually my husband's grandfather, but when we lost our home in a fire, we lost that. And it actually worked. It had little push buttons on it that were kind of really worn out. But it actually, we could only pick up about one station, I think, on it. And we used it when we were newlyweds, had it in a trailer. We lived in a trailer on the farm. And we actually did use it, but we did lose it. And it was with the tubes. It was that. But I think, too, about my grandmother's organ that I have. It's a pump organ, and it needs new baffles. It still works, but you got to work awful hard to pump that sucker. So it's needing repair. But nostalgia and thinking back about those things. So your story, as you were telling me in the email, took me back, and I think it will. I think everybody likes to have a little nostalgia. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, my parents had an old console radio in the basement, and it was one that they had bought brand new. When they got married, and I think it was from about 1947, and it was an old Learjet radio by the Lear company. And one time I just walked up to the dial, and I started looking at the dial. And I was about 12 years old, and it had all of these international radio stations on there and countries. It listed all these different countries on there. And so I started playing around with it, and all of a sudden I could pick up a foreign station, and I was just fascinated. You know, I was getting a foreign language. I didn't understand it. And I only got like one or two, and then, of course, then I started playing around with the radio itself. It was in a drawer, and when you lay down underneath the radio, you can actually see the radio lit up underneath, and
wow.
I saw the antenna in the back of the radio, and I remember touching it, you know, with my finger, and of course I didn't get a shock, but I noticed that the station got louder. So then I started playing around with a long wire, and I found out that the reception actually got better just by adding this wire. And so that was my first encounter with not only shortwave, but antennas. But it's just funny that, you know, 40 some years later, I got into the antenna development and the antenna business.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And it's, you know, you also mentioned in here, and I think we talked a little bit about this when you were on last time, that you started repairing TVs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that came later. There was a friend of the family took me down to one of the local thrift stores, and I picked up these old radios. That's what I first started on, and there was just tons and tons of them down there at that time, and I could pick them up for like $4 or $5 each, and then I started experimenting with them and playing with them, and then I got some used TVs. I actually had a little operation going, which I didn't mention in the email, but I ran a little advertisement in the local newspaper for TVs, radios, wanted for a student, and I put in there free. I wanted them free. Broken TVs, because I didn't have any money at that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, you were only 15 at this time, right?
About 14.
Okay. Okay.
And then I, experimented with the television sets, and I didn't really know how to repair them. So then I went to the library, and they had all kinds of repair books, you know, on how to, you know, repair a TV. And it would show the picture of the problem, and then it had the solution. You know, it would show you the circuit. And so that's how I learned to read a schematic and learn how to troubleshoot different problems on the TVs. And at about age 15, you know, I was considered a television technician. I could actually repair, you know, all different areas of the TV. And same thing with radios. And in fact, I even repaired some of my teacher's television sets.
Well, at one point in this email, you talked about having the basement full of all these TVs and radios that you were repairing. I wondered what your parents thought of that. Maybe they didn't use the basement for anything back then.
No, it was just an old basement. We didn't have any use. You know, it wasn't a recreation area, and
so it was your shop basically. It turned into your shop.
It was a shop, but this was the thing. You know, it was filling up, and my mom was, you know, getting kind of concerned. You know, what are you going to do with all this stuff? You know, and so I ran it. I went to the newspaper, and I found they had wanted to buy ads, and I found a secondhand store that I called, and they came down, and they bought my entire television inventory, and I go, wow, you mean to tell me that you can earn money and have fun at the same time?
That's when your work is not a job. It's when your job is not work, when you enjoy it. We're going into a break. We do have a caller on hold. Joe, if you'll continue to hold, we'll get to you as soon as we come back from this commercial break. The number to call if you've got a question for Michael is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Michael and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been visiting with Michael Goddard. And Michael, I do owe you an apology. We had a typo on the script, and I say DXL, and it's supposed to be DXR-1000, and it's a whip antenna that'll help you pick up AM, FM, as well as shortwave, or shortwave as well as AM and FM. And so we'll get that corrected one of these days. We've just had a terrible time getting everything coordinated with producers and such to get the spots re-recorded when we mess up like that. So I want to apologize to you and let the listeners know it is DXR-1000, not DXL. We're going to go to Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm still getting by. How are you about that?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Joe.
All right. That's good to hear. My question is this. This summer, shortwave reception was very good. And then about 6 weeks ago, shortwave reception started to get very, very bad. It's been very bad that way ever since. And so I want to ask Michael, do you know why shortwave reception has suddenly become so bad? And does your antenna really help with improving the shortwave reception that we're getting under current conditions, you know, with things being so bad? What it seems like there's always like a cloud of static in front of the voice, in front of the program, you know, so that you can just barely hear the program, if you can hear it at all, okay, you know, behind this cloud of static. So can you explain why that is, and does your antenna really help with this kind of shortwave condition?
Well, a better antenna will help the signal, but you know, when you it's pretty much atmospheric conditions, sun, the sunspots can affect reception, but yeah, it's it's kind of tough at different times of the years, and it has to do with the atmospheric conditions.
It changes almost with the seasons. It seems like that's when I start hearing complaints from my listeners.
Yeah, well, just the last couple of days, I've had very bad reception also. You've kind of like faded in, and then you faded back, and then all of a sudden you were super clear. So, it all has to do with clouds and storms and just atmospheric conditions in general.
Yeah. Okay, I heard just a brief a clip on one of the shortwave shows that talks about shortwave listening. I just heard a brief bit where somebody said that there was some kind of a problem on the sun. Yeah, I guess. Bus, as you talked about, and that this would be going on for probably about another year. Do you know anything about that? Is there a sunspot situation that's going to go on for about another year that's going to make sure with reception bad during that whole time? Do you know?
Yeah, well, I haven't been keeping up on that, but the sunspots do have a lot of issues, with reception. So, and it's been like that for years and years. They used to have reports in different shortwave publications that they would say how the propagation is going to be, in the months ahead. But I don't think there's anything like that now. Believe it or not, there's a shortwave guy, a ham radio operator that has a show on Radio Havana, Cuba, and they do mention the propagation times. Reception is going to either get worse or better.
Okay. And can you talk about how your antenna improves the AM reception?
Well, it's designed very much like a CB antenna, and the copper coil gives it that extra kick, and with 69-inch length, it does very well on long-distance AM. Of course, I'm based over here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we get stations as far as Salt Lake City, Lincoln, Nebraska, and even Texas. So we get a pretty good range, usually between 1,000 and 2,000 miles from your receiving point.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And reception is better. I was going to say reception is better in the evening.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask next. Can you get AM stations that far away in the daytime or only in the evening?
Pretty much only in the evening because there's a lot of stations that drop their gain, where others will actually boost their gain, and that happens in the evening hours. So there's other stations that'll boost their watts. Some of them go up to like 500,000 watts. And so they'll get out a lot further in the evening, but in the daytime you will not be able to receive them.
Okay, well, I'm about questioned out. Thank you very much.
Okay, Joe, thank you for those questions. I know that others are wanting those same answers. I do get complaints almost always in the fall and in the spring. It seems like when things really start changing in the atmosphere with the seasons is when I get most of the complaints from the listeners on shortwave, not so much with the AM and FM, but the shortwave listeners. And, it's something that just happens. And I, so I appreciate you addressing that.
Yeah, the other thing is it's called skip, and yes. Every once in a while with the atmospheric conditions, you might get a station, 5,000 miles away or even on the other side of the world that'll just all of a sudden appear, and it'll be loud and clear, but then all of a sudden, maybe like 15, 20 minutes later, the skip dies down and then it just fades away.
All right. Well, I want you to give your phone number so people can give you a call. Would you do that, please?
Sure. Well, our store is not open yet. It opens up in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, we're on different time zone, aren't we?
it's 480-892-8207. And our retail store is called Godar's Western Audio. And you can purchase the antennas direct there. You can also purchase the antennas on eBay, instant purchase there. We have all of our models up on the eBay site.
And your website is godarusa.com, correct?
Correct.
All right, so we've got that, godarusa.com. And the number, again, is 480-892-8207. Did I write that down correctly? I was writing it down as fast as I could.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting, your story of how you started out as a 12-year-old and ended up with your own business by the time you were 15. And I love it that you thought you were rich with $600 in your pocket.
Well, that was a lot of money back then.
It was. Did you invest it then in your new businesses?
I actually, bought parts, and I bought my first tube tester and, test equipment. At that time, it was a volt ohm meter. And when I graduated from high school, I never went to college. What I did was my parents found a building and paid first month's rent, and I moved into a building and opened up my first TV shop at age 19, which I don't think I had in the email there. I ran that business for like about 4 years and then decided to just move on from there. And I became an audio salesman for a short time, but then went back into the TV business later on, long story short, and then started working on antennas, trying to come up with a better antenna. And then the antenna company was born from that.
And that was in 19, what, I had thought I had that circled.
About 87.
Okay.
We started, established my new TV business over here. Actually started in 81, but had a commercial building in 87. And the antenna company, about 1998.
Okay. Well, and then you also mentioned, and we're running out of time, you also mentioned, and we may have to save this for the next show. We talked briefly about it when you were on here last month, but the vinyl records are coming back. Now, people my age, I'm telling my story, that's all we had was vinyl records. And then here came the cassette tapes, and then here came the CDs, and then it just goes on and on. Everything's on a thumb drive now, but the vinyl records are making a comeback, and I find that extremely interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, the young people are embracing it. There's a lot of, we have a record store also and a retail outlet.
Awesome. Just awesome.
And we get young teenagers coming in there buying stacks of records. And, one of the things they say was, I hate that digital sound or the Bluetooth sound, and they just love analog because, vinyl is very warm, clean sound. And the audiophiles have always embraced it. They've always said that the vinyl, was the best medium, for audio reproduction.
Well, and, here just, hear the music and we're running out of time, but I remember just not too long ago, you couldn't even find a record player. I have an old record player, needs a little work on it, but you couldn't even find record players, and now that's got to be coming back in order to play those vinyls. So we might have to talk about that another day. I'm sure you've got a collection of those, too. Michael, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the show. Thank you for being here with us today and answering the questions that we needed answered. I want to give the number again, 480-892-8207. Wait an hour or so. He's not open yet. 480-892-8207. GoodarUSA.com. Michael, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk
Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code Beth Ann.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to begin the second part of the show here. We thank Michael Godar. He's a new sponsor of the show. I want to remind you, you have to use my sponsors. If you're going to help the show, you have to use my sponsors. Go to the All American Market page or go to my website. And on the side, you will see the links. But if you go to the new All American Market page, you will see those that are made in the USA. And MyPillow is one, McCall's Candles. We have Liberty Tabletops. We have Michael Godar. We have the U.S. Constitution Game. It is coming into the holiday season. These are excellent, excellent gifts. And the Red Ribbon, the T-shirts that I have provided for you the last several years, I still have quite a few of those left. They were also made in the USA, and they are called Christ from the Womb. So we also have a new sponsor with and we have the T-shirts on sale, by the way. So you want to check that out. We've got them reduced. And if you use the promo code with Liberty Tabletop, you get 10% off. And we also have a new one that's going to be coming up. We're trying to get that coordinated with getting their logo and everything on the website. It's Jmark, J-A-M-A-R-K, laboratories.com. And it is the Surgeon's Skin Secret lotions and creams and all kinds of things for your skin and for fixing the boo-boos you get on your skin. So check them out. Go to the All American Market page and give them a call and see what you can do to make your holidays special and gifts that will actually mean something and help people. All right, I wanted to share this with you, and it's rather lengthy. And like I said, I stumbled on it across it this morning. If you believe that anything's an accident, I don't. This is by a John Whitehead, and I believe that name is so familiar. I believe my old mentor might have interviewed this man at one time. America is on the brink of a nervous breakdown. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness. And that's by Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Yet another shooting, yet another smear of ugliness and hatred and violence, yet another ratcheting up of the calls for the government to clamp down on the citizenry by imposing more costly security measures without any real benefit, more militarized police, more surveillance, more widespread mental health screening for the general population, more threat assessments and behavioral sensing warnings, more gun control measures, more surveillance cameras, more facial recognition capabilities, more see something, say something programs aimed at turning Americans into snitches and spies, more metal detectors and whole body images, devices at so-called soft targets, more roaming squads of militarized police empowered to do more stop and frisk searches, more fusion centers to centralize and disseminate information to law enforcement agencies, and more government monitoring of what Americans say and do, where they go, what they buy, and how they spend their time. Now, I want you to think about what he's saying in this. They have the preferred customer cards at these grocery stores and other stores. And I'm one of those stubborn people that won't sign it. I said I should be a preferred customer to the minute I walk in this door. They collect information about you, and it's supposed to be for marketing, and I'm sure much of it is used for marketing, but they also sell that information. All of these measures play into the government's hands. All of these measures add up to more government power, less real security, and far less freedom. As we have learned the hard way, the phantom promise of safety in exchange for restricted and regulated liberty is a false, misguided doctrine that has no basis on truth. Things are falling apart. When things start to fall apart or implode, ask yourself, who stands to benefit? In most cases, it's the government that stands to benefit by amassing greater powers at the citizenry's expense. Unfortunately, the government's answer to civil unrest and societal violence, as always, will lead us farther down the road we've traveled since 9/11 towards totalitarianism and away from freedom. With alarming regularity, the nation is being subjected to a spate of violence that not only terrorizes the public, but also destabilizes the country's fragile ecosystem and gives the government greater justifications to crack down, lock down, and institute even more authoritarian policies for the so-called sake of national security, well, without any objections from the citizenry. We just accept it. Clearly, America is being pushed to the brink of national nervous breakdown. I think that's pretty obvious with what we see in the news today. Well, this breakdown, triggered by polarizing circus politics, media-fed mass hysteria, racism, classism, xenophobia, militarization, and he makes up a word here called militainment, the selling of war and violence as entertainment, a sense of hopelessness and powerlessness in the face of growing government corruption and brutality, and a growing economic divide that has much of the population struggling to get by, is manifesting itself in madness, mayhem, and an utter disregard for the very principles and liberties that have kept us out of the clutches of totalitarianism for so long. Yet, there is a method to the madness. Remember, authoritarian regimes begin with incremental steps. Overcriminalization, surveillance of innocent citizens, imprisonment for nonviolent, victimless crimes, etc. Bit by bit, the citizenry finds its freedoms being curtailed and undermined by the sake of national security. And slowly the populace begins to submit. No one speaks up for those being targeted. No one resists these minor acts of oppression. No one recognizes the indoctrination into tyranny for what it is. Historically, this failure to speak truth to power and has resulted in whole populations being conditioned to tolerate unspoken cruelty toward their fellow human beings, a bystander syndrome in which people remain silent and disengaged, mere onlookers in the face of abject horror and injustice. And I was thinking as I read that part, remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? If you see someone being harassed, as we have some of our politicians, in restaurants, on the street, do you do anything or do you just kind of mind your own business? Are we just mere onlookers? Time has insulated us from the violence perpetrated by past regimes in their pursuit of power, the crucifixion and slaughter of innocents by the Romans, the torture of the Inquisitions, the atrocities of the Nazis, the butchery of the fascists, the bloodshed of the communists, and the cold-blooded war machines run by the military-industrial complex. We can disassociate from such violence. We can convince ourselves that we are somehow different from the victims of government abuse. We can continue to spout empty campaign rhetoric about how great America is despite the evidence on the contrary. We can avoid responsibility by holding the government accountable. We can zip our lips and bind our hands and shut our eyes. In other words, we can continue to exist in a state of denial. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. I'm sharing this article, and it is rather lengthy, so I do apologize, but I think it is so deep, it's so needed right now as we head to the polls next week. Do we really understand where we are in this nation? I'm not a big conspiracy theorist person. I'm not, I guess maybe I could be considered the radical right wing, but I'm not all about Republicans, and I'm not all about Democrats. I'm all about we the people. And we the people have lost our way. So America's on the brink of a nervous breakdown. Let's get back with that. Whatever we do or don't do, it won't change the facts. The nation is imploding, and our republic is being pushed ever closer to martial law. Now, he quotes a man here as Van R. Newark II writes for The Atlantic, and I'm not going to read all of that for the sake of time, but he pretty much blames Trumpism. He blames President Donald Trump on all the militarization and all the things that are going on in a police state, pretty much blames all of this on President Donald Trump. But then Mr. Whitehead comes back and he says, where Newkirk misses the point is by placing the blame squarely on the Trump administration. He said, this shift towards totalitarianism and martial law started long before President Donald Trump, set in motion by powers that be, that see the government as a means to an end, power and profit. As Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, recognized years ago, Adolf Hitler is alive and well in the United States, and he is fast rising to power. Now think about all that we have seen in the deep state. Robert was not comparing Trump to Hitler, as so many today want to do. Rather, he was comparing the American police state to the Nazi Third Reich, which is far more apt in comparison. After all, the U.S. government agencies, the FBI, the CIA, and the military, have fully embraced many of the Nazis' well-honed policing tactics and have used them repeatedly against American citizens for years now. Indeed, in every passing day, the United States government borrows yet another leaf from Nazi Germany's playbook. Secret police, secret courts, secret government agencies. I don't know that they're really secret. Surveillance, censorship, intimidation, harassment. We see that. Torture, brutality, widespread corruption, entrapment, indoctrination, indefinite detentions. And we know we have people in prison for non-violent crimes. You know, they just didn't pay their taxes. Look what they're threatening with some of these people that they want to bring to fruition to against the president. These are not tactics used by constitutional republics, where the rule of law and the right of citizenry reign supreme. Rather, they are the hallmarks of authoritarian regimes, where the only law that counts comes in the form of heavy-handed, unilateral dictates from a supreme ruler who uses a secret police to control the populace. The empowerment of the Gestapo, Germany's secret police, tracked with the rise of the Nazi regime in much the same way as the rise of American police state corresponds to the decline of freedom in America. Now, we know that our freedoms have declined. I'm going to skip some of this. He says, in other words, ordinary citizens working with government agents helped create the monster that became Nazi Germany. If you remember that, they sat there and let them collect people and throw them in concentration camps and kill them. I'm going to skip. He says, can the Fourth Reich happen here? It's already happening right under the noses, much like Germany. We the people are all too inclined to look the other way. Our government is massively in debt. Our education system is abysmal. He goes and he explains each one of these, and I'm just going to go through the highlights of them. Our homes provide little protection against government intrusion. Our prisons, housing the largest number of inmates in the world and still growing, have become money-making enterprises for private corporations. He says they rely on the inmates for cheap labor. We are no longer a representative republic. We've got the most expensive, least effective health care system in the world. Now, this is one I don't necessarily agree with him on, and you may disagree with me, but he says the air pollution levels are dangerously high for half of the U.S. population. So I'm not sure where he's talking about. He goes on, despite outlandish amounts of money being spent on the nation's infrastructure, there are more than 63,000 bridges, one out of every 10 bridges in the country, in urgent need of repair. Americans know little to nothing about their rights or how the government is supposed to operate. Nearly one out of every three American children live in poverty. Patrolled by police, our schools have become quasi-prisons. We're no longer innocent until proven guilty. We've seen that recently. Parents no longer viewed as having an inherent right to raise their children as they see fit. Private property means little. Court rulings undermining the Fourth Amendment and justifying invasion, strip searches have left us powerless against our police. Americans can no longer rely on the court to mete out justice. Americans have no protection against police abuse. I don't think these are totally 100% correct, but I'm going to continue. The federal government seems to operate. It is that the American taxpayer always gets ripped off. Americans are powerless in the face of a militarized police. Now, you know that they have encouraged you to go against your local police so that they can bring in federals. He says, we are caught up in a vicious cycle right now, and between terror and fear and distraction and hate and partisan politics and an inescapable longing for a time when life was simpler and people were kinder and the government was less of a monster. And I wrote, come home, America. He goes on, this is very lengthy. I'm not going to be able to finish it. But I'm going to say, he says, to pay attention to your local and city councils and what they're enacting. Pay attention to what your school officials are teaching or not teaching. Pay attention to whom you elect the elected officials giving access to currying of favors, pay attention to your local elections and stop voting Republican thought. Stop thinking Republican and Democrat when you vote. If you say you're a Democrat and you say you're a Republican, you're missing out. Basically, that's what he's saying. And yet today, I have to tell you, we can no longer trust a Democrat party that says they are socialist. We can't trust a Republican party either. I want you to know that. But we got to do one chore at a time. Your vote counts. Next Tuesday, get out and vote. Vote for you. Get rid of the socialists. Let them hear your voice and say, no way, we're not going down that road anymore. And vote Republican. And then we have to stay on them because they are no better off. They're not treating us any better. So we have got to do it. We, the people, have got to be better educated and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CST Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CST Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.